right.
All right, all right. Let's get this show on the road. Get the show on the road. The Dojo Podcast, Season 15, Episode 5. We're back once again with another one. Different location.
Sunny side.
Different province.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about even different weather. I don't know. What's the weather like in Joburg right now? I don't know.
Talking about, let's get this show on the road. You're not a podcast. On the road, bitches.
On the road.
It's on the road, my G.
We're touring off of this shit. We're touring, nigga.
Niggas outside the
province. We're out in Fixback, McKilling, ne?
Yes.
So nice, man. We're going to
Yeah, man, by the poolside.
Yeah.
You know, umnati. Weather's out.
It's beautiful.
Hey, pardon. Mad, mad, beautiful. But Vicksburg, as you guessed it, okay, at the Cherry
Film Festival.
Film Fest. Yes.
We did intimate that we'll be here last episode.
Yebo.
Correct.
Yeah, man. So, the Film Festival hosted by the homies, and they invited
yeah,
us
the
to be.
The Immortal Media guys.
To be part of the festivities, you know what I'm saying? We did a whole school little thing.
Career day type thing.
That was dope.
Yeah, that was dope.
Yeah, man. And then diplomates.
How did you guys find the panel?
I thought it was cool. Some of the questions coming from the kids were really profound.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Some were asking really engaging questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but otherwise I think we were well received.
We were
from the kids, you know. What do you guys think?
Do I have thoughts? I think when you're in that environment, you can't help but think about back when you were in school.
Yeah.
We never had that.
We didn't.
Yeah,
we never had that. Also, the funny thing was, when I was there, I was saying to Cross, or when I was there, I was looking at these kids looking at us, ne? And they can't wait to be here.
Mm.
And I'm looking at them, I'm like, yo, I wish I just had this innocence and had my entire life to look forward to. You know what I mean? Yeah, but it was very nostalgic. But I found it very fun, interesting. I found it interesting.
I can't get over just how small matriculants are.
And teachers.
And how big I thought I was in matric.
You're probably just a light.
I thought I was a grown-ass man in matric.
And Babanyana.
And now you think, bruh, what the hell was wrong with them taxi driving niggas?
Whoa.
Dating these kids.
Because, well, you clearly
even lower than matric.
Yeah.
Even lower than matric.
Bruh, you clearly see. But though,
in their defense.
In whose defense? The pedos.
Yes. When I was in first year of varsity, because a lot of the taxi drivers back then were in their early to mid-20s.
They were young themselves.
Yes, true.
They were young, niggas.
Yeah, maybe around like early 20s, mid-20s.
Yeah. Throughout my whole varsity, actually, when I would see high school girls in town, I would be...
I wouldn't holler, but
I wasn't hollering because of the fact that I thought it was wrong for me to holler at them.
Mm.
I just thought too much of myself to be dating a high school girl.
It was a class thing.
But man, I was seeing them.
Yeah,
you're looking, you're actually scouting.
I was seeing them, so I don't know.
But it was
so it was that.
Yeah, it was a good panel. It's part of the Papa. We're shouting out the Cherry Film Fest. Barabonsi is moving in a blind day yesterday. I was really engaged into that. But shout out to what they're doing,
the guys at
Cherry Film Fest. We'll shout out West 22, even though we're not there.
Shout
out to West 22, man.
Different location today, but you can check them out for your videography and photography needs.
Exactly.
We check them on our description. Uzuri, our daily bread, they still bring us out. www.uzurionline.co.za. In fact, if you are a Patreon listener, you really feel some sweet nyana thing like a discount ticket month end lyricing on the Dojo match.
Yes.
On Uzuri, so you can catch it there on Uzuri. What else?
Yeah, I think that's about
that's
it.
Grab
the merch, man. Signature shirt's still out. So, grab yourself one using that discount code for all the Patreon memberships, man. We appreciate you guys. Thank you a lot. What else?
That's it in terms of
that's about it.
In terms of plug, nah? What did you guys think of, okay, first of all, what was the movie or the documentary that we watched yesterday?
Yeah. In Ilian, Toka.
Life of Winnie Mandela.
Yeah, I'd never seen it.
Who shot that?
I have no idea.
I've seen that though. I've seen it before. It must have maybe come on SABC somehow.
Mm.
Or maybe some clips are the same.
Somebody
apartheid, but this one is was a focus on it. I don't know who. But we'll find out from the homies.
Yo, but I digged it, man. The tone of it and the stuff that they dwelled into. I wonder how, when you think about Mom Winnie's story and her position in the struggle. I think and what you've heard, I think they really went in on some of those
things.
They
did a lot of justice. Man, yeah. I started looking at Nelson.
Hella different. Right, the one of the security agents there, damn near admitted. Oh, yes. Man, we cooked that.
Yeah, we were working on the thing. In fact, what he said,
they told him what to say. Yeah, that pissed me off so much.
Oh. What I was finding out, remember, there's an insert where she says, when they put him in a comfortable house, but you can even live with your family. Yeah. Mm. She said, no, they are working on you.
Yes.
I refuse to come stay here as a co-opt myself into being a slave or a prisoner.
A prisoner.
Yeah. I'm just being a prisoner. Mm. If you want to be free, you must be let go to your home.
Mm. And she, because I guess they were doing those back and forth where then she comments on things.
Mm.
She even said, okay, listen, I'm paraphrasing here. She didn't like the fact that he was staying and so isolated away
from other
from
the leadership,
from the homies.
Because never mile rally
she was hip to what they were doing.
She was totally.
And there's a lot of things that where she was like, she would say something, but I was proven right.
Mm.
Or don't take this move. Yes. Take this move. Don't do this. Do this. This is, when she was saying, I was always ahead of them in terms of thinking.
Mm. Mm. And even while Kanaking, one of the agents talking about how they were using the media to discredit
her. Yeah, the propaganda.
Yeah, and then I remembered everything we've heard about her, you know.
You start looking at Desmond Tutu, bro, like when he did the TRC.
Oh.
And I'm forced
to
and he hung out to Jai.
Bro. And she shed tears.
She did.
Yeah, she shed tears.
Man.
I can't believe this nigga asked me to apologize. I can't believe it.
And then have it
not after everything I've
fucking
been.
Had it about the
Nobel Peace Prize.
They made sure that she never comes into power.
Yeah, in fact, there's a Ngamla. There's a Ngamla ring.
Can you be on the pod, please?
There's a Ngamla ring. In a farewell, he should have been the first President Mandela and then win.
Yes.
In a farewell.
But for the project that they're working on,
If they'd let her cook, she would have been the next president.
Yeah, if they let her cook.
Is what they said.
So he betrayed her.
Yes.
He sold her out.
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, because if you really think about how long Nelson was incarcerated, 27 years, and to think that this woman was carrying the mantle for over a decade. And for him to abandon her
so
like
much
that.
Even Dali abandoned her because why did he leak the letter she wrote him?
Yeah, we're not
But I think
that's
the
part I wanted to actually get.
Okay.
The letter was real, right?
Yes.
The letter was real. But I don't believe Dali gave it up.
Then by Peters.
The secret agents found it, bro. Because they had informers everywhere. They mentioned, okay, they had infiltrated her bodyguard.
Yeah.
They mentioned it. Okay? They had infiltrated the inner circle.
Yeah.
So anybody could have found that letter and took it to
I felt betrayed on her behalf.
Did you
also
guys read The Long Walk to Freedom?
Yes.
No, I
did.
Yeah. What does he mention as the reason for divorcing Win? You remember? I remember the story.
I think I read it a very long time ago.
Yeah.
But if you'll tell me after if I was right.
Yeah.
I remember him talking along the lines of the fact that she was too radical, and the necklacing stories that were happening out in the streets, and how that was jeopardizing the negotiations that they were trying to conduct with the white people.
Yeah.
Am I on the right track?
Yeah, but no, yeah, it was one of the reasons. But the straw that broke the camel's back, Kidali, because I'm gonna forget everything.
Also, when the letter leaked,
I don't know what leaked first, but what happened is that Winnie went to America. When he went to America, Mandela va phone. High phone, phone, get the lawyer. Get done. I choose Waleri the lawyer, the young lawyer.
Oh, the young lawyer.
Yeah, we will catch a case.
Oh,
ne? Yeah. Abare. After Abaku Halmi is Gantonuna, then when he came back, then the relationship was. Then all the other things then added to it.
So that is how he painted.
That's how he painted in the book.
Yeah.
He didn't, of course, in the book, he's not going to say, yes. Mangamla, we're forcing him to.
Yes, yes. Because that's how the donkey sets it.
He didn't protect her at all. Yeah. Not even once.
Yeah, man.
He even humiliated her when it was his inauguration, where he made her sit.
Do you think,
she wasn't BVIP?
Hey!
Do you guys think that there are two things at play? So there was almost an emasculation of him by the apartheid system.
Definitely.
Where we almost like became the man, you know, held the family. Ne? But also she became even more radical in her political rhetoric. Ne?
And more popular.
Then later, but obviously when he came out, Mfanao, she had a relationship.
Oh, okay.
Romantically. That as a man, it was a conflation of all those things together, like
Gashaelwa. Yeah, because I actually wanted to say, Hore, sometimes we forget that all of these things were not happening within a vacuum.
Yes.
This was still a couple.
Yes.
They were probably still like...
There were romantic issues mixed with regular, political. Yeah,
regular
romantic issues.
Romantic issues, marriage issues, disagreements over what's happening with the kids, how the kids are being raised.
Yes.
Maybe, for example, he might have had a problem with her putting...
The daughter
on the podium, on a platform like that, you know.
Yes.
Like, they could have been fights about whatever, any other thing that were now mixed into the pot with all this other political stuff that's happening. And one thing I couldn't help but notice, the day that they came out, or the day that he came out, when they got out the car and they did that walk, that nigga did not look happy at all.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah.
It looked like they just had a fight.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Because she was the first one to raise
the fist.
And then he started to look weird. And then he started.
And then
when they got out that car, he wasn't looking pleased at all.
Plus, that agent don't appear
radical.
So don't.
She went against the script.
Yeah, don't do the. First. Hence, she did it first.
Yeah, Mudise right.
And then
she did it as a sign of defiance against.
And then he followed suit.
Now, can you imagine? Because it doesn't take away from the fact that this is still a Xhosa African man with traditional values. How does that feel?
When your wife
being upstaged
by your wife,
by Masai.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that it's right.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to make sense of all the emotions that might have been happening within him as well.
Yeah.
Before I discard him.
Complete. Totally. For real.
No. Because
we gotta cut him some slack.
Yeah. I remember there was a particular insight, but we did tell him already. This is what's going to happen. So I think his discomfort was, she's going against the script.
Yeah.
And auto kawata the negotiation. Yes.
But at the same time, she's the reason that your name is still relevant out in the streets.
Exactly.
But that could be a bad thing too. Because now why am I so, I'm saying at the fragile male ego.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, why is my name now propped up only because of you? That might have been so difficult to accept the fact that had it not been for this woman, you probably would
you're
be forgotten
right
now.
You're not your own man.
Yeah, true, man.
Yeah, you are not.
People would have just thrown away the key. One of the many, because he wasn't the only political prisoner. In fact, he's not the only.
He wasn't the
there
only.
There are still political prisoners in prison today.
Yes, but PAC believes
nobody's saying free whoever, free whoever.
Yeah. But she was out here, bro. We saw the interview, international media coming to her house. And in each and every interview, it's like, release that man.
That lady was powerful, man. Like, we were robbed so much. It robbed us so much. You know, there's a way where she said with conviction, our Nelson Mandela is going to lead this nation as the first president. Like, 20 years before it happened.
He didn't protect her. I'm actually so mad at him.
But think about something as well.
I'm mad too at him.
Yeah, think about something as well. Like, there's a lot. They could have offed this woman. Like, you know, like sometimes when your path is clear, like when you look at Nelson Mandela, like, Trunko Nakwekana, your wife could have been killed. Like, there are so many things that were so easy to happen, but they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see that what I chalked that up to, because sometimes I would wonder, you know, they were killing political activists.
Yeah, lawyers.
All the time. Yeah. You know, yeah. There was, I forgot his name. He got killed in a letter bomb. But they knew how much chaos would erupt if they touched
this particular person.
Yeah. And that's why at the treason trial, they expected a hanging. But the government knew that they could not afford. First of all, they couldn't make him a martyr.
Yeah.
And second of all, who knows what would have happened in the streets if they had hung?
Because we are still the majority, bro. Yeah.
If they would have hung,
we are still the majority. Yeah.
So the next best thing was life imprisonment.
Yeah.
But then that's the same reason they couldn't kill
Winnie.
But they gambled with Honey, though, because when I watched the document, it seemed like Honey Lee Winnie were the two most radical, disturbing the flow of the negotiations.
Yeah.
And then Baga, okay, you know now, media-wise and credibility-wise, we're gonna decimate her, and then but this one we gotta.
But
off.
I think you know why.
This one we gotta.
I think the reason why with Chris Haniwe it was easy, because they already knew that we are already gonna give the black people that we're gonna give them the black government. Mm. So if he had died under apartheid, it would have been a different thing. Mm. Mm. So what they knew is that we knew we're gonna give him. I think he was stalling the negotiations because he was the one that's saying, we want the land.
But they left him out of it.
Yeah.
You see, that's the other shady thing, bruh. Because it's not just Nelson. Mm. All of them. Because of them. This would have been a deliberate effort to keep out certain members of the movement from those negotiations because they knew
certain
that they would not have been able to get past a certain point with these people present. Because once we're talking about land, we are not negotiating anymore. So if Chris is in that room,
it's not happening.
It's a deadlock.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not happening.
It's a deadlock.
He had to go.
Those negotiations would have taken a hell of a lot longer than they took.
Yeah. Mm. And how
In fact, there was not supposed to be a negotiation to begin with.
Exactly. And I think that's why, because we saw that in the documentary, that's why we got maybe during moments of stalemates or deadlock, then they started doing the whole popping up of the IFP to make it a different alternative. To make it a different alternative. Man, I found that documentary so damn interesting, insightful. Man. Mm. We need to find out from the homies. But I know the name Kiwi. It's just called Winnie. So we just.
When did that documentary come out?
Yeah, I need to know.
I've seen it before. But my Showmax not Showmax.
I think it's ABC. Did it come out before or after Winnie's death?
No, I think after.
White people are sneaky.
Yeah.
You will find that there's a lot of documentaries that are just waiting in the archives.
It
was after.
Diplom.
Waiting for somebody to die.
Yeah. I know. We need to find out because that, not for me, it was my first time.
You know, like how we got that story, like Chris Hani Lebo Winnie. You see, that's how also the PAC. Because when you read the manifesto, what they stand for PAC, it's what we as black people actually subscribe to, actually. Because the ANC, if we want it, it was propped up by Mangamla to be the preferred party. Mm. Because Antoine, how Mamela PAC, keep what Malema says. Mm. It's very Pan-Africanist. That's why Osheba, like people always talk about Mandela. But if you read How to Die Better, Robert Sobukwe, he is the only and the longest prisoner in solitude in Robben Island. That's his record. But they don't want to write his story.
They kept him separate.
And then Hatswara, Baromulisa Kimbali. Holy la hai. If you read that story, Salaiman, Robert Sobukwe.
Crazy.
Bra.
Yeah, I know. Unonye.
It was very upsetting, actually.
It was very upsetting.
It definitely was, man. It definitely was. But good showing. I thought it was a relevant film for them to show us
at the first, man.
Yeah. And I wish, you know,
I like that setup, man. It was so beautiful. Mm,
yes. And I wish everybody could have just a chance.
And remember,
we
were just going to take content.
But then we sat.
And nobody left.
All
the seats were occupied.
Yeah, nobody left, man. We just sat and watched that thing. Yeah, that thing was dope, man.
And I think, do you guys think, like, as part of political conscience, like, I feel like, you know, like, the way we came out, but then we also walk away with something of substance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I feel like those setups could be nice.
Yeah.
Where, like, you watch something, then you engage.
And something like that.
Like, this old stuff, ne?
Yeah.
Screen nana, but we watch content that's really moving.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things and a lot of heroes that we don't know about. Like actually, like Robert Sobukwe. If you read Robert Sobukwe, you will be Mandela in El Papari. There's a lot of people, bro.
And again, people are detained now. The documentary on the niggas,
yeah,
you know, or something like that, you know.
Yeah. One thing I'll tell you about YouTube is that YouTube has a lot of content
you'll find something
that we don't usually search
for.
During the week, I saw a tweet, maybe just keeping up to the theme of what we started on. I think it was a producer on Twitter, Olanza tweet Abutaba Tore, you know, what sort of stories do they want to see more on South African TV or movies? You know what I'm saying? And then people were just giving out different ideas, like, you know, we need more maybe sci-fi, South African sci-fi. We need more South African horror. You know, bring back like
historical epics, man.
You know,
that's what.
But we have to get the political story.
You know, if we had Game of Thrones.
But that would be sick though.
Like from everybody's perspective.
Yeah.
Mantatisi, Mushweshu, Shaka, Misilagazi, Soshangani, everybody, bruh.
That would be sick.
Pakadita, everyone.
Yeah, that would be sick, bro. That would be sick. Because look at what Shaka Ilembe did. Shaka Ilembe is a good production.
Oh, wow.
Right? And it's fucking brilliant. And we've seen Shaka's story before, but the way they did it,
let me tell you something.
It's fucking beautiful.
One thing we saw winning, it was also like a lesson on, like, I think for me, the one of the workaway was media and propaganda, how it works.
Yeah.
In propping up heroes and villains. Mm. Right?
Yes.
And you know, like both Torisa Bomushoesha, for example, like we think we know a lot about it, but like more often than not, you see, they never really want to make him a hero because that guy actually is one of the four founders of diplomacy as a tool for negotiations. Mm. Whereas Shaka was more warrior, right? Mm. But like he came up with like Dipuisano.
Yes.
But what Mangamna don't want to do, they will never sanction stories that show you and your ancestors and your people as having forward thinking, as being groundbreaking in making things.
Mm. Mm. What I want to ask though is that Shaka Ilembe show, because I haven't seen
you haven't seen it
in its entirety. I've just seen the first few episodes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure Nandi's still... She's not even born.
In the story?
No.
Yeah.
She is.
She's
a teenager.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying he's not even born.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Who's Shaka?
Shaka's not born.
Yeah, Shaka's not born.
When it starts.
Yes. So what I want to know is that is he portrayed as the tyrant in that story as he was in the first Shaka
Zulu?
Yes. He is.
Wait.
But it gives you context as to why he became. Yeah.
And it only alludes to it near the end of the series. Because it's only
when he started losing his mind.
No. At the end of the season one.
Yeah.
At the end of season one, he is going back to Zululand.
To claim
the throne.
So he doesn't tell us through his reign. Only he's becoming.
Yeah, but
the story of how he became.
Of how he became.
Then once he claimed the king,
It
stopped the series.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't carry on.
No,
it didn't carry on.
We expect season 2. They're in production now.
Oh.
They're in production for season 2.
Oh, he's gone back home.
Yeah, yes. He's gone back home.
Yes.
Because that's where the tyrant shit.
Yes.
Because right now he's still a general of an army.
Yeah. Yeah. No. He went to be king.
But they've already shown his level of cruelty.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm saying going back to Zululand, if I may call it that.
Yes.
He's still a general at a head of an army. Yes.
That's
king,
right.
Yes. He's a general under a king's a different king. Army. Yes.
No. The story ends with him assuming to be a king now.
That's talking about what the story ends in. I'm talking when he goes to reclaim his throne.
He's still
not a king yet.
Yeah, he's not a king.
He's still a general. And then, like Mbali says, they allude to the cruelty.
And it's more her mother's story in the first episode.
Who's kind of king? Side stories, like where they go to...
Where he goes back to his mom's village and then...
And then he murders
his bully. His
yes.
His childhood.
Oh, he did that before he was king. So in the first Shaka Zulu, he only does that after he becomes king.
Mm. I can't remember. I was a child.
I rewatched it.
Did you?
Because they had it.
It's on Netflix.
They had it on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah, because one of the generals says, you have already beaten them. Yeah. Spare them.
Yes.
And then he's like,
you
don't know what these niggas put
this
me.
This nigga gotta die.
This nigga gotta die.
You say you're
just one nigga, a couple of niggas.
A couple of niggas, and they kill all of them. Niggas.
Yeah.
Are they still doing the impaling?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. But I didn't show them.
Yeah, he used to impale.
Yeah, he used to impale niggas.
What is impale?
Come up like, yeah. like a stake, right?
Yeah. Where they stick
the thing. He impaled your entire body.
Oh, shit.
But they did that at the... At the Ndwandwe, like, that witchcraft village on Ndwandwe. They did impale people because they were, weren't the people hanging on poles and stuff?
When he won the first battle, Anna Shapating, by Emilia Enijin, Atosa, the general, before he became another the one who was in charge of,
yes.
Yeah.
That was.
That's where the cruelty showed.
So they would show it in instances like that. Yeah. But season one ends when he assumes. Goes back home.
Anyway,
is about to
going back to what you were asking, ne? You know, like when they talk about the great migration of the Bantus, ne? I'm like, bruh, you know, they talk about how that in history is one of the biggest migration stories. Like how an entire
displacement,
yeah, like kids were being born in that time, ne? Like the level of sophistication or busmart about utamali a society like this, lie. And they never show to survive that what mind was leading. They never want to show black people in that light.
Yeah, so
it was those, a difficult time, man.
Yeah, so those could be, and K-Poto, are there books that speak on it? So yeah. That could be adopted into
scholarly articles as well.
That could be adopted into
but
TV
they don't
shows.
Tell about the life of the regular because you will see that. You will see mostly chronicles of the life of the average Musotho person during that time. For example, you will see it in the records of the missionaries who were living side by side with them at the time.
Because they started recording shit.
Yeah. Because I've been happy with TV and movies to make it easily accessible. Okay, that's why you have to maybe repaint it under like a brush is one of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Just to make it entertaining. You know
engaging,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be too
detailed.
Like a spice, to make it
dramatize it.
Yeah, dramatize it.
Yeah.
Fagas spice, just to make it interesting.
Because actually Game of Thrones was based on real life events.
There's a
YouTube channel, it shows like almost all the kings, like Mzilikazi. Because that guy has a lot of story too, like very rich Mzilikazi. In fact, he's the founding father of Zimbabwe.
Mzilikazi.
Mashonas and it details both Kukuni. It details a lot of, all the way to Zambia, how the people left Zululand, Hoba the king, the Ngonis. They call them Ngonis, the Balotsi, Babangata. They tell a lot of stories.
When I'm Bali, what sort of stories would you like to see more of?
African porn.
We already got that.
Yeah. But we only got one, man. Can you use one that thing?
So there's that.
So there's
Nigerian chicks.
So there's still a thing.
Splitting it in half.
No, I don't think so there's is still a thing.
I don't think defense.
Yeah. So
there's a lot of African porn on porn.
What you like to see, Bali? What would you like to see? Maybe more South African lawyer shows.
I like comedies, Des. Yeah. I like
rom-coms.
Good chuckle. So I think I'd like.
Do you feel like SA content is lacking in terms of TV?
I don't even know if I can give an accurate answer because I don't watch all that much TV.
Yeah, you're not a TV person.
Because I watch a lot of TV. Mm-hmm. So, you know the Sunday the midweek 7 o'clock on a Friday. TV sitcom, comedy sitcom, those are not there anymore. Bo City Says La, Bo Nomzamo, there were shows like that.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
What is that other one that used to be a comic? Madam and Eve.
You don't
classic.
Have that. I wanna if you can bring back the, the 30, the 30 minute sitcom comedy show. That would be nice based on a South African
context. Family,
yeah, I enjoyed those. Yeah.
Yeah, Madam Eve and Eve was nice. Yeah. Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. I think people can be creative. I saw suggestions. And Velapi was really popular. Bosdoom or all of those.
Man. And I think what's also missing on TV, I don't watch a lot of TV, I feel like the family format is missing.
Yes, the family format is definitely missing.
You know, because we grew up on, like, there was a father figure, but first parents, you know?
Yes.
But Bill Cosby type
of... Are they still making Generations?
Yes.
Generations is still
out. Is it go?
Yeah. No.
Is it
go? Does anybody know how it ended?
I have no idea.
Maybe Bole Sang they do.
I don't know. I don't
Lisa,
know.
How did Esitimo end?
Yeah.
You are way
behind. You know. Hey, you got. Okay.
We still talk about Sherelle.
Yeah. But the quintessential family
programming.
Programming.
My wife and kids type.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, we don't.
I'm
don't
actually get that watching a British sitcom situation called Funny Woman. I'm enjoying it.
It
gives me
one.
A nice chuckle.
I would like to see more horror, like in the vein of Lisi Yilo. You know what I'm saying? Mara, make it dramatic.
We had a horror movie that came out a few years ago, a South African production.
In Ebitswa.
I forgot what it's called. Dimana na tsamaka tukulosi in a bag.
Dope.
My nigga.
Dope.
The second one.
Dope. Yo, you need to get the name. I want to watch that shit.
Dimana high. I think she got killed in a fire or something.
Shit.
And now it's turned into this
thing. Evil thing.
And it needs to feed.
Yeah.
And it, like, the entire movie, it keeps, you know, it breathing down his neck. Oh, bruh, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. Yo, feed me.
And there's this young girl. I think he works for the family. Or, or they are accommodating him for a certain period of time.
You need to get the name.
And the daughter just wants to eat one of them. And he keeps having
to quell it.
Yo, relax. No, it's more.
To quell it.
And Babu has to do thing. Or I don't know.
Yeah, man.
To listen to Guagapu, it's speaking of a neck like, yeah.
because
I would not see more stories like that.
It's on Netflix. You must check it out.
I need to check
Africana,
that out.
Africana family.
Yeah.
I don't know. I need
the name. Because there's a lot of African folklore stories.
In fact, you know, like
that are scary. Pinky Pinky
would make him.
There is a Pinky Pinky movie on Showmax.
It was a terrible movie.
South African.
They didn't low budget.
I was about to say.
So you need a low budget. Make it a very good
because I mean to make something like GOT, bruh.
Yo, and happy to make Pinky Pinky convincing.
And it's because even
CGI, right?
Yeah.
You know, it will be a lot of...
There was another one close to Pere. There was a horse, one.
Yes, when I live, half man,
where's
half
my
horse.
Where's my goat?
Yeah, man. Eminem, there's a lot of...
That was a headless horse.
depending on cast. Because I heard, like a half man, half horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga was like half man, half horse. And yeah.
So he was like a centaur.
There's a lot of African folklore, horror stories that could be really converted.
So the Fakani would bang, man.
Yeah, the Fakani would bang.
Yeah.
Or the 100-year war. Makosa had a 100-year war, le Maburu, I think.
Yeah.
Or amongst themselves.
Yeah, there's a lot of those stories.
You could have the Greek was and the Greek was in the who? The descendants of the ancestors of today's colored people. Greek was in something. The guy that Kokstad is named after.
Is a Greek man.
And they also played a large role in the internal politics of the land and the raids and the wars and you know, everybody vying for superiority in terms of how they were perceived by the imperial government.
Another thing I would like is how clans develop. Because like we are the same. Like banaba motho re litre mare today based on clans ke tlo re ye ke motlo kwa ke mo ka ba like actually, we are just one house. That would be a nice story that shows about how we are actually the same.
I also would like to, because America always likes to do these what if type of TV shows or stories. You know, what if we had a woman president, or
then they'll do a story of then the scenario.
You know what I'm saying? So okay, what if in SA we had like a female president, and how would that look like?
Yeah.
You know, what would the, you know, unale a show called The White House, I think, in America, that deals with just the inner workings of how the White House works. Of how it works, who advises the president, and how
the inner workings.
Just the inner workings of it. And it ran for like 8-9 seasons. You know what I'm saying?
What is it called?
It's not called The White House. I'll give you the name.
The security detail around it.
Yeah, the security detail. Yeah, and then they deal with the interpersonal relationships. All of it. Yeah, it's so fucking dope. So something like that would be like a what if South Africa was being headed by a woman.
What if the armed struggle lost?
Yeah, I think so. I'll find the name. Yeah.
What if the PAC?
What if the PAC won?
It's like how they have that book about Man in the High Castle that got turned into a series.
Yes.
That depicts.
It's a what if story. That one.
Yeah. What if
Hitler won the war?
Yeah. What if the Axis forces?
Yeah.
Won instead of.
The alliances.
Yeah.
And what that looks like. And wonder how they fucking painted it. It's fucking brilliant, bro. So give out a wanna like a what if.
Yeah,
a what if, you know, in the future if
a futuristic, yeah, wins. An African futuristic, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So those are the sort of
what
stories,
if we use Buloyi for winner Mangam for to defeat Mangam.
Kapo, what if Tukana King colonialism never happened.
Or
missionaries never came and Christianized that. What does society, South African society look like? Those would be interesting stories to see.
That's true.
Yeah, those would be totally interesting stories to see. So yeah, man, libe, you know, creative. I think like us being here at the Film Fest, you know, I'm hoping these are the ideas that the homies are sharing amongst themselves. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You know, how do you revitalize the South African film industry, you know what I'm saying, and TV shows.
Because that's what film is about, imagination as well, bro. Yeah.
Actually, when last were you at the cinema?
Yo, I haven't, I think the whole of last year I never went.
I only go because of my kid.
Because there's a Bob Marley movie that just dropped.
Yeah, One Love.
And I
want to
go check
it
out.
I would love to go see it.
I went here to watch with my kids.
The
Bob Marley bio pic.
Oh.
And apparently that nigga had like, what, 8 wives? No, not 8 wives, I mean like
8 baby mamas.
Eight baby mamas, yeah. And
you know,
hella kids.
Every time you hear like stories about prominent heroes, you are reminded of just how flawed
they were at a human level.
At a human level.
Yeah, like they... I'm trying to find a politically correct way to say this, but I don't think there is. Niggas ain't shit, bro.
Niggas will nig.
Niggas will nig. Because Bob... Because
even they were niggas. Fucking Martin Luther King was nigga.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was out here.
He was out here.
With a white woman.
With a white woman.
With a white woman too.
Whoa. And these are the people you
might do. All of them niggas.
Yeah. Because Bob...
Malcolm X.
Bob, I think, had
all
like
5
kids with his first wife, Rita, right? Who was quintessential Jamaican dark-skinned woman. And then subsequently, the woman he started
Damien,
cheating
Damien
with.
Damien Marley's mom is a Canadian Miss Canada.
Yes,
is
white.
Miss Jamaica.
Yeah.
She was Miss World, but from Jamaica, wasn't
is
she?
Is it?
Man,
yeah.
But she, I'm white, Damien.
Yeah, but I know.
But Damien's
mom.
Damien's mom is white, though.
Is white.
Yes, I'm agreeing with you.
She was Miss Jamaica. She was a white Miss Jamaica.
Yes.
I think so.
No, she wasn't. She was Miss Canada.
Let me Google this.
Yeah, Miss Canada.
Miss Canada.
I think you know Miss Canada.
She was Miss Canada.
She was a beautiful.
Was she not Miss World, but a Jamaican representative?
Who's Stephen?
I'm going to Google this.
Who?
Stephen.
Stephen is Rita.
The first one.
Yeah.
Then,
different lady, Janet something or another.
He's not Ziggy. From, he's
not,
I think it's
Ziggy's not from the mother. Not
no,
from
no,
the
no. Ziggy's mother is different.
No, yeah. Ziggy's mom is
Rita.
Rita.
Rita, yeah.
Rita, he has
the
a...
No, the elder skin. Ziggy Stephen.
Ki Ziggy.
Ziggy's
the eldest is the daughter, Sedila. And then Ziggy. And then...
Obashe.
Because I read...
Obashe.
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
He lives in Zandle.
Cindy Breakspear. Then Honali Janet, another white woman.
She was Canadian Jamaican. That's why she was Miss Jamaican. Yeah, so we were both right.
But she was white.
But she was white.
Yes, she won Miss World as a Jamaican representative.
To win Miss World, you have to be Miss Jamaica, no?
Yes. Yeah, so she was Miss Jamaica.
What the hell was Jamaica out here doing, bro?
Making a white woman win, right? But it, wasn't it under still British colonialism?
Yeah,
thing?
Maybe.
Yeah, they were still maybe under still the British.
Yeah, which I'm saying, Yalukwa, Relwansa Makhwa is taking us back.
Yeah, because Bob was out here, bro.
Yeah, he was out here.
Yeah, Bob.
He himself is mixed.
Yeah, Bob.
He
yeah.
is.
Yeah, Bob yeah, was
he,
out
he,
here.
He it, just, it just shows you just how, and it's true, man, you know, there's only so many Jordan Peterson quotes you can say to try and downplay that shit, but women have really had a hard time.
Nah.
And they're not treated the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They're not treated the same because they have not been allowed to outlive, you know, a lot of their mistakes. While a lot of there's been a lot of forgiveness
for niggas.
Because there was a going back to JP, there was a clip that I posted about something that I heard in his YouTube channel, and he's telling a story about Noah. I forgot what Noah's kids were or what their names were.
Well, Ham and
I don't know who
were the other
but
ones.
Apparently after the chaos and everybody's gone back to land, and the water has subsided.
Yeah, after the floods.
Mfanao becomes a drunk.
Moses.
Noah.
Oh,
yeah, they were making wine with palm or something.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He becomes a drunk, and then there's an incident where he gets so drunk that he's lying in a stupor, naked.
And then
Ham finds him.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Right, Ham finds him, and Ubiza Mahotmana Hayo, Tobone, Vembana,
Tina, Utolahi,
and then when he calls the brothers, when the brothers see what is happening, they enter the room. Garibes.
They want to see the shame. Yeah.
Garibes, and then
they cover him.
They cover him, Mabo. And Ham, in European tradition, becomes the ancestor of slaves. Because of
seeing his father's shame,
the dishonor
of seeing your father in that
he
position.
Committed at that
the dishonor that he committed at that moment, that was the punishment that his descendants then
descendants.
Carried on to suffer. And then JP said that, you know, if you choose to discard Discard certain people or judge people for actions that inherit in men greater than you. So he's basically saying that, you know, it's Martin Luther King.
That's a great man.
That's a great man. You know, are you going to take this thing
and make it?
Right? And then
blow it up and discard everything. Yeah.
Everything else.
Wipe his entire legacy. Because in the left, for example, or something more difficult to even comprehend as a black person, are you going to look at Thomas Jefferson or George Washington, slavers, men that built entire nations and machineries, and say, but he was a slaver?
Yeah. Fuck everything else.
Yeah.
He kept slaves.
So. Weaknesses or qualities, not qualities, weaknesses or shortcomings that inherit in men better than you. That's what he said. Who are you then to judge those people for who you are when you haven't even achieved anything in your lifetime?
In your own lifetime.
Yeah. But I'll say that to say that women are not granted the same.
Exactly, because that's exactly what they did to Winnie.
Yeah.
Women are not granted
exactly
the same
what
grace.
What happened to Winnie.
I'm glad we know you circled back around that, because that's exactly it.
Then I got that feeling, actually.
They didn't grant her the same grace they would have granted a man.
The grace.
Yes. She was a really great woman.
In fact, but you are so spot on, because what they then did, they
villainized her.
And then they used the story says Stompy, then it became bigger than keeping Mandela's name alive.
Catch the rest of this episode on Patreon.
The Dojo.